Each nation has its own peculiar character, which distinguishes it from others. But the peoples of the world have more points in which they are all like each other than points in which they are different. One type of person that is common in every country is the one who always tries to do as little as he possibly can, and to get as much in return as he can. His opposite, the man who is in the habit of doing more than is strictly necessary, and who is ready to accept what is offered in return, is rare everywhere. Both these types are usually unconscious of their character. The man who avoids effort is always talking about his rights. He appears to think that society owes him a pleasant, easy life. The man who is always doing more than his share of talks of duties. He feels that the individual is in debt to society, and not society to the individual. As a result of their views, neither of these men thinks that he behaves at all strangely. The man who tries to do as little as he can is always full of excuses. If he has neglected to do something, it was because he had a headache, or the weather was too hot, or too cold, or because he was prevented by bad luck. At first, other people, such as his friends and his employer, generously accept his stories, but soon they realize what kind of person he is. In the long run, he deceives only himself. When his friends become cool towards him and he fails to make progress in his job, he is surprised and hurt. He blames everyone and everything except himself. He feels that society is failing in its duties towards him, and that he is being unjustly treated. He soon becomes one of the discontented members of the society he lives in. His public-spirited opposite is never too busy to take on an extra piece of work. That is the strangest thing about the whole business. If you want something done in a hurry, don't go to the man who has clearly not much to do. He will probably have a dozen excellent excuses for not being able to help you, much as he claims he would like to. Go to the busiest man you know, particularly if you are sure that he has not a spare minute in the week. If your work is really important, he will make time for it.